Hello, everyone. Jesse Jackson here, doing a quick update after Columbus 2004. This is the only show for now I'm going on this current tour. Just a couple quick thoughts. The pre-show meeting that Spring Nuts organized, as always, is amazing. I think it is fascinating that no matter what city, there is a group of great fans that are open to getting together and bonding. I got to meet a lot of great people. Got to meet Rachel for the first time, got to meet Jacqueline for the first time, got to meet Colin. A couple of new people came to me and said that they liked the podcast and they were excited to meet me. So that's always rewarding to happen. I really enjoyed the concert. A couple of things that I was hoping to get, I didn't get. And I think that just keeps you humble. He'd been doing every once in a while Mary's Place, Land of Hope and Dreams, didn't get either one. We all talked about before the show, will he do Youngstown, it being in Ohio? And we all said, yeah, there's probably a good chance he will. He opened with it, and it came out really great. Then Lonesome Day, which was I was happy to hear. I had not heard that in a while. Then straight on to Prove It All Night, No Surrender, and Ghosts, and Letter to You. So just they came out of the gate just rocking and rolling. He looked good. He looked energetic. The band looked energetic. It was in full force. It had a great, they sounded clear. They sounded great. The crowd was really into it, which was a lot of fun. Then Promised Land, Spirit in the Night, Hungry Heart. Spirit in the Night is not one of my favorite songs, but I know a lot of people are excited about it. And it was cool him going, Columbus, Ohio, are you ready? Are you feeling it? So that was really nice. Hungry Heart, he let us sing the first verse, but he did not crowd surf. And I was very happy. Bruce, we don't need you crowd surfing anymore. That's good. Trapped, which I know makes a lot of people happy. I smiled a lot during it because so many people were so excited when he put in Trapped last year. And I was like, eh, just another cover. So I really enjoyed hearing it live. It went great. The crowd was loving it. Then we got another tour debut, Streets of Fire. And what was interesting is before in the meetup, the venue we had was playing nothing but Bruce music. And Streets of Fire came on, and someone I was talking to, I can't remember who, said, God, that's one he never plays. And then we got it, which was fun. Great version of it. Then I'm Going Down. So that's right now we're at three tour debuts, which is pretty awesome because Columbus had been canceled twice. So I felt like he was trying to make good. We also discussed before we went into the arena, this was the last night of the US leg, the current leg. So would he have a little something extra? I'm Going Down, Night Shift, really fun. And then a killer version of Wasted in the Street. Said there was a sign request, can we go racing? And it was just amazing. If you get a chance to see the videos, I didn't film anything. I was getting low on power on my cell phone, so I just turned it off to make sure I could get a lift. But Racing in the Street was amazing. Then Last Man Standing, which is always powerful, into Backstreets. Then, Because the Night, She's the One, a really good 1-2 punch. I was always happy to get Wrecking Ball and The Rising. I have now gone to see Bruce 20 times, and 20 times he's played The Rising. So my streak remained. Then Badlands, and the crowd was going crazy. And then Thunder Road. Now, I want to take a minute here. I was sitting next to a couple on my right were just incredibly enthusiastic fans. They were jumping and laughing and singing along and having a blast. A lady right to the front of me, to the right, she was standing up and just dancing and having a blast. The people behind me I had a slight accent, so I don't know. It was a European accent, so it sounded like they had never seen Bruce before. So they were excited. I don't know if they were kidding when they asked about. I was overheard them going, "Why are they booing?" And I don't know if that was in shtick or if they really were concerned. And someone answered, but to the left of me were two gentlemen that sat down and did not clap once. They did not smile. They did not nod their head to the music. They were oblivious. It was like they were forced to be there. And I kept doing a sideways glance, like, this one will get you excited, right? This one will get you excited. And they just ignored. And after the encore, and we did a Born to Run, they stood up at the end of Born to Run during the beginning of Rosalita and left. Because I guess they were like, okay, we paid to see Born to Run by Bruce. We've seen it. Now we can get the hell out of here. Encore, pretty standard, which is not diminishing it at all. Born to Run, Rosalita, Bobby Jean, Dancing in the Dark, 10th Avenue Freeze Out, Detroit Medley. This is only the second time I've heard the Detroit Medley, so that was fun. Twist and Shout, which is always nice. And then, of course, he ends it with I'll See You in My Dreams. It's a good show. It felt a little bit longer than last year, maybe right at 3 hours, but it really did feel like he had brought his A game in. And he mentioned everyone being so supportive and everyone being patient. And it was good. It was really good. So many wonderful people that I met before the show. And I took pictures and I gave out cards, and hopefully, people are going to be reaching out and joining me on the podcast. But that's my quick show kind of recap. And I'm sure I'll be talking more about this in the days or weeks ahead, but I just wanted to get something up tonight. So thank you guys. As always, I appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.